Hello, another sunny day here in Tenerife. That's always brings up the mood. I hope everyone is doing well on that side as well. So let's talk about index funds. There are two main types of index funds. We have mutual funds and ETFs. ETFs stands for exchange traded funds. So the main difference between these two types is that mutual funds, they only have one fixed price at the end of the day. So you can only buy or sell with that price every end of the day. With ETFs, they can be exchanged at any time during trading hours. So you can buy an ETF at 10 and then sell it at 10:30. Index funds are portfolios of stocks that track an index. Okay, what does this mean? Let's think S&P 500. S&P 500 has the 500 biggest companies in the US. So when you buy an index fund that tracks the S&P 500, you're buying the 500 biggest companies in the US. That index fund would have a bigger share of the biggest one, and then second biggest share of the second biggest one, and moving on to the end of the 500 companies. What are the benefits of buying an index fund? First of all, they are quite diversified. So, as I said, in this case, instead of buying one company, you would be buying the 500 companies. Imagine in a situation like Corona. So an airline went down pretty heavily. They were not selling, they were not flying. A lot of the airlines suffered a big decrease in their stock price. But then if we look at other kinds of companies like delivery companies, transportation in terms of Ubers or tech companies, all those companies actually grew during Corona times. So if you had the index fund that comprised, let's say, Boeing, but also comprised Uber and Netflix, it would kind of even out. So you lose a lot in Boeing, but you're also making a lot in Netflix. So the level of risk, the volatility, it's much lower than when you go for just stock picking, because you could have bought Boeing and lost a lot. You could have bought Netflix, sure, and won a lot, but that's more casino style, or that's much, much riskier. So you have a lot of diversification, because like in index funds, as I said, you can trace the S&P 500, you can buy global companies, you can buy emerging markets, you can buy European between different basket of countries or just one. So you have a lot of options to choose from with different levels of risk and volatility, of course, but they are still less volatile and less riskier than the usual strategy of stock picking. Index funds are also quite liquid, which means that you can invest the money, but then you can easily take it out when you need it. Even if you're thinking about investing long term, we never know. And if you need some money for a rainy day, you can easily sell your index funds and get your cash back. And then it's really low in terms of fees. These are passive investments, which means no one is actively buying and selling. No, they just trace what the market says. And because of that, they usually have really low fees. So the costs are usually, I don't know, 0.2, 0.3%, which is really low, especially if you're investing long term. It's really important to look at the fees that you're paying, because maybe 2% in 1 year doesn't seem much, but then 2% multiplied by 20 years, that's a lot of money that you're paying in costs. Index funds are not as good in the short term. They are more of a long term, because as the volatility is not as big, it's harder that from one day to the other they'll go super high, or they are better for a longer term investment. But they are usually, as I said, they are usually less risky and less volatile than stock picking, and they are usually good for people that don't have the time, or they just don't have the interest, or they don't want to study stock picking strategies and understand and study the companies. Later in the second part, we will discuss a bit more on which tool should you go for, or what are the options available in the market, how can you buy your first ETF if you're into that, or your first mutual fund. We will definitely talk about it later in time. I hope this was helpful, and I'll speak to you soon.